Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy News Sports Update. Two men have been convicted in a college basketball corruption trial just minutes ago. Christian Dawkins and amateur hoop coach Merle Cote have been convicted on a single bribery conspiracy count today in a two-week trial that showed top college coaches were paid off to steer NBA-bound athletes to favored handlers. They're also acquitted of multiple charges, and four former assistant basketball coaches have pleaded guilty in connection with the scandal and await sentencing. Soccer action this afternoon. It was wild yesterday, still pretty good today. Ajax and Tottenham in leg two of the Champions League semi. Ajax all over them. They scored early and added another 2-0 Ajax at the half. They won leg one, 1-0. So now they lead Tottenham 3-0 on aggregate. The winner of this game gets Liverpool in the Champions League final. Lots of afternoon baseball this Wednesday. Texas Rangers slugger Joey Gallo, he hit his 100th homer today, becoming the first player to hit 100 home runs before getting 100 singles. And Hunter Pence had a grand slam as Texas came back to beat Pittsburgh 9-6. We talk about that Pittsburgh pen. It's shaky. Philadelphia up on the Cardinals 5-0. Now this one has just become a final. Philadelphia beating the Cardinals 5-0. Games in progress. Arizona up on Tampa Bay 2-1, bottom eight. But the Rays have a rally cooking here. Bases loaded, no outs. We'll keep you updated there. Milwaukee up on Washington 7-3. We're in the top of eight. And the Padres and Mets just started. Mets already up 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Let's take a look at the night action. We got 6-10 action. Chicago White Sox at Cleveland. Tribe minus 195, 8.5. Lopez and Bieber. 6:35, Seattle at the New York Yankees. Yankees minus 140, total 9.5. Kikuchi versus Lasagna. 7:05, Boston minus 300 at Baltimore. Over-under 8.5, Sale and Cashner. 7:07, Red Hot Mini minus 115 at Toronto. Gibson Guitars and Thornton, total 9. 7:10, Angels minus 120 at Detroit. 8, we got Boss Skaggs and Boyd. 8:05, Miami at the Chicago Cubs. Cubbies minus 240, Urena and Hendricks. 8:10 action, Kansas City Royals at Houston. Houston big favorite, minus 225, total 9, Lopez and Peacock. 8:40, San Fran and Colorado. You heard there from Ronas, cold in Colorado. Rockies minus 145, 10, Holland and Gray. And yes, we have 10:07 action, Cincinnati at Oakland. A's minus 115, 8.5, Gray and Anderson. Atlanta at the Dodgers wraps things up. Dodgers minus 220, 7.5, Fulton Evans and Kershaw. The Seattle Seahawks are front runners to land pass rusher Ziggy Ansah, according to the NFL Network. The contract has not been finalized, and the Buffalo Bills also interested in the sack artist. The 29-year-old who's recovering from offseason shoulder surgery racked up 48 sacks in 6 seasons with the Lions, including 14.5 back in 2015. Four-time Grey Cup winner Ricky Ray announcing his retirement after 16 seasons in the CFL. One of the most prolific passers in league history, ends his career as just one of four quarterbacks with more than 60,000 passing yards, ranking fifth all-time with 324 touchdowns as well. The 39-year-old retires as the most accurate passer in the league, too, at a 68.2% clip. Two more in the NBA Finals tonight. We got elimination games opening up at 8, Milwaukee hosting Boston. Bucks 8.5, 220.5. They're up 3-1. Malcolm Brogdon also probable for Milwaukee. Next up at 10:30, we have Golden State taking on Houston. Warriors minus 6, 220.5. This best of 7 now, a best of 3 tied at 2. Game 7 in the NHL tonight. San Jose versus pesky Colorado Sharks minus 145.5. 9 p.m. start. Winner gets St. Louis in the Western Final. Blues blue liner Charlie McAvoy, he only got one day for that dirty headshot, and he'll miss the first game as Carolina opens up the Eastern Conference Final against Boston Thursday night. Patrick Harrington getting his wish. Captain picks for the upcoming 2020 Ryder Cup cut from 4-3. Tiger Woods, we have a spotting of him at Bethpage Black today in right before the next week's PGA Championship. And some books have actually taken action on Tony Romo to win the Byron Nelson this week at 10,000-1. This is going to be Tony Romo's third tour start. He missed the first two cuts when he played on the PGA Tour. I mean, making the cut's one thing, winning a tournament, but hey, a couple people throwing down some money on Romo at 10,000-1. Good luck to you. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci, he hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next. Great Wednesdays. We got Mark Lawrence and Gamblu, so keep it locked right here. Red Heat and Rage on the Fantasy Sports Radio and TV Network coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat Rage Radio has begun. Fantasy Sports, our radio network. I am Gabriel Morenci. Throwing it down at New York and New Jersey, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart in the six.
as we have a game seven on National Hockey League ice this evening. Ajax Amsterdam right now are up 2-0 at the half. They already had a 1-0 lead coming in to this game on the aggregate. Are just a half away from punching a ticket to the Champions League final, which would also be a massive upset. Not so much today. They're expected to advance after today, but nobody expected Ajax to get this far. Nobody expected Cam Stewart to get this far either, but here he is. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? No, I'm doing pretty good, and you said it. Great performance by Ajax, and I have a feeling that Tottenham doesn't have what Liverpool had in them. I don't expect them to score three goals in the second half and win. We'll just pump the brakes with Liverpool.
Yeah, you know somebody's pulling the trigger right now, right? And saying, all right, this is
it. It's not happening. They're not the team. They don't got the offense. They can't do it. Come on.
It's actually like the same odds, but how about this? It's kind of a screw job. Ajax right now are 66-1 to advance. Minus 6,600. Yet the Hotspurs are only plus 2,000 right now. Should be like plus 3,500.
Yeah, it's not even worth the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 20-1.
Like yesterday was 20-1, and it was 45-1.
Yeah. The answer is no. I think we'll stay away from that one, Gabe. And I'm not betting Tony Romo. Oh,
yeah, we'll pass.
I heard the Westgate. They said already there's a big story with 10 to 15 people or whatever, $100 a guy. Hey, it's 10,000-1. Bottom line is you got to make the cut first and. No, I will not be putting any money on Tony Romo. I might actually, the thing was, if I had better odds and I'm missing the cut, I would, but you got to lay too much juice.
There's as good of a chance as you being the next Prime Minister of Canada than Tony Romo winning the Byron Nelson.
Good call. I like my chances.
I don't know what else. Like, there's a better chance of getting struck by lightning. Like, honestly, like, there's a better chance of me. Really, huh? Al.
Al Cunningham. He's actually one of my brother's favorite friends when we were younger. He got hit by lightning twice. Lightning Al, twice. Survived. Can you believe that? People, once in your life getting hit by lightning, guy got hit by lightning twice and survived. I know a couple of golfers that I've talked to because I used to clean clubs for rich guys at the club. A couple of the old guys told me they've been hit by lightning once and survived because when you're out there, that's probably a good place to get lit up is in an open golf course with silver attracting the electricity of the sky. But twice in one life and surviving, quite lucky. You could say he's unlucky and lucky. Yeah. Al Cunningham.
Yeah, me playing golf in the rain is something I used to do all the time and like lightning and stuff. Just chalk it up to another thing that I used to do that I wouldn't do now. Like now I'd be like, I'm not going out there. I'm going to get struck by lightning.
Our luck, we'd get hit and die. We wouldn't survive the lightning hit, so I'm not going to test fate.
But we were pretty lucky with the games last night. We crushed it, in fact. I don't know if it was luck. I don't know if it's luck that I told you Jimmy Butler would score over 19.5 points and Joel Embiid would score under 22.5 points and Marcus Gasol would score more than 10.5 and Ben Simmons would score under 13.5. Was that lucky or was it just good?
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart, now on YouTube. I am Morenci, throwing it down to Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, LouGamblou.com will join us. We've got Mark Lord's going to join us in a second. Ken Danico, we talked hockey with the chat today. Ken Danico, we had PGA golfer Jason Day on this morning. We've had quite a busy day here so far. Jason Day is actually a very nice guy, too, Cam. He came across as a very likable.
I knew he would be.
Yeah, he seems like very
doesn't
normal.
Help me. When
he's a down-to-earth kind of normal guy. Aussie, sort of normal Aussie. You know what I mean? Like, hey, guys. He wasn't like, hey. Like, he was, hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Like, he was very enthusiastic.
He grew up different. He's not a country club. He's not a country club kid, Gabe. Jason Day is a different story.
That's what he was saying.
He's not a country club kid. He had a really rough upbringing, too, with his family.
His father
died. They were really poor and stuff like that.
Well.
Yep. Correct.
He was saying his father died when he was 12, and the reason why he's so he's close with his mother, like, paid for him to go to golf academy and stuff. Like, so that's why he's so, you know, he's so into this. Nevertheless, so we'll replay Ken Danico a little bit later on, because some good stuff with Danico about the Stanley Cup finals and what's it like playing in Game 7. Let's bring in Mark Lawrence right now, who I can guarantee you was not one of the six people that have put $100 on Tony Romo to win the Byron Nelson. This week, as Jeff Sherman reports over at the Westgate, six people have bet, including one person to put $100 on it. Evidently, one person has too much money in their pockets. Mark Lawrence joins us. How you doing, Mark?
Gabe, was that $100 to make the cut or win the tournament?
$100 to win.
Win.
Oh.
Win.
I think the cut would have been the better bet.
1,000 to 1.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark.
There's a better chance, Mark. There's a better chance that I have sex with Cindy Crawford tonight than he does winning the Byron Nelson.
Ooh,
and I'll tell you, I'm not meeting Cindy Crawford tonight.
Well, I was going to ask you, is that doll in your room? Do you call her Cindy? I don't know what the connection there might be.
Strong, Mark.
There's some long shots. As you stated, like...
That was a good one.
Like, 1,000. Like, 1,000 to 1. You know, to make the cut. And I'm not sure I would want to do this. Like, he really has no chance whatsoever. I'm seeing other things that are comparable. He has the same odds as John Cougar Mellencamp does of winning an Oscar. Which I don't really understand how that makes sense. Is John Cougar Mellencamp making movies now or something? Kobe Bryant won an Oscar, so you never know. I don't know. It's been year of the upset. But, yeah, Tony Romo. Tony Romo, 10,000 to 1. Who else enters it? Let's see. So much bookmakers, 10,000 to 1. Brooks Koepka, 7 to 1. Michael Kim, 500 to 1. That's the highest, like, normal golf odds, Cam. You know Michael Kim?
Yeah, I know Michael Kim. Yeah, I found Stuart Dean. He's 2,500 to 1 on Mr. Green, and Tony Romo on my book is 2,500 to 1. So I guess at the Westgate, you get 10 grand. That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
This guy, Michael Kim, has missed the cut in 13 of his last 14 tournaments.
he's struggling.
At least at the Westgate. Yeah, he's the last odds besides, and then there's a dip to Tony Romo. All right, Mark, we've got Milwaukee and Boston tonight. I don't know what the database says, but the eyeballs say that Boston could be in some trouble this evening, Mark. I know that, you know, the numbers you look, Milwaukee have been very, very good at home as a home favorite. They've been dominant in the playoffs. They're killing people in the playoffs. They're 7-1 against the spread, I believe, now. They're the team that's had the easiest run through the postseason so far, the Milwaukee Bucks. What does Boston have left in the tank tonight, Mark? What do you think?
Well, it's going to have to be pride, Gabe. You know, it's a basketball team that didn't expect to be down 3-1. And, you know, you also put next to that what's happened in the playoffs this year. That number, when teams win games, they're 52-6 against the spread in the playoffs this year. So only six times has a team won a game and not covered the spread. It doesn't bode well for Boston here tonight, but there's something in my gut that just tells me that you're going to end up seeing a different Boston Celtic team here than we saw that got blown out at home in their last game. I'm going to lean to Boston in the basketball game, but I'm going to stay away from it largely because of that 52-6 number that's present in the game.
And, you know, you're right. You got to believe they're going to show some pride here. It is a big number, Cam, but Milwaukee 7-1 against the spread now in the playoffs. As a home favorite, they're 9-1-1 in their last 11. They're just smashing teams. I mean, when they win, they win by double digits, and they've only lost once. If anything, there's
Brogdon's
been
back too.
A couple of slower starts. They've had a couple of slower starts. Yeah, Brogdon will be back, but there's been a couple of slower starts for Milwaukee. And then in the second half, they really flex their muscle, Mark. And, you know, this has been a pattern throughout the postseason. Milwaukee in the second half and then into the fourth quarter, they just suffocate you and kill you. I mean, look at the game the other night against Boston. They had Middleton and Giannis both on the bench in foul trouble, and their no-name bench pulled away. And then the starters came in and then just crushed them after the fact. I think Boston come out, show some heart, land a couple of early punches, but ultimately they get worn out, and the series is over tonight. I think Milwaukee end up covering the number. And I hate laying 9 points, guys. It's just not in my DNA to do, but Milwaukee are just a covering machine. They're rolling at home. All right, we've got Houston and Golden State. And I do fear the deer. we got Houston and Golden State. And this one, Mark, you know, I thought Houston had a real puncher's chance coming into this. Golden State are still really good. They're still, you know, they're still the most talented team, but they're a little bit vulnerable right now. Houston lose the first two games. I still didn't think they were done. I wasn't surprised they went home and won both games. I probably should have grabbed the series price when I could got it at like plus 500 at that point in time, but now that it's a best of two or three, what do you make happening here?
Well, you get the Golden State Warriors defending champion at home off back-to-back losses, and Houston talking a little bit cocky right now, feeling good about their chances, and it's sort of like poking the snake, if you will. I think it's going to be a different result here tonight with Golden State at home licking their wounds off those two losses here, and I think we're going to see the Golden State basketball team that will make it to the finals, I think, and eventually take on the Milwaukee Bucks.
I think
didn't
Golden
like
State responds.
Speaking of closed out, didn't like the way they closed it out, Gabe. You saw they had chances there with free throws and stuff, and they still, Golden State had opportunities to put the game into overtime. Houston has a real hard time closing games when they have a lead. They didn't look very good, and even Chris Paul, like, ripping them. It's like, we got to be better than that. Well, you're not going to get many other opportunities. Golden State might just lay, like, punch you out, knock you out early in this game.
I don't see them losing three consecutive games in a row outright. We should just note right now that the soccer miracles continue, and we're in the middle of it once again, as Tottenham have just scored two goals in the last like 10 minutes, and it is now 2-2. Ajax lead 3-2 on aggregate because they scored one goal on the road, which I find dumb. Like, they should just go with goal. Yeah. It's 2-2 in a game right now. So Liverpool need one more goal, and then suddenly they're tied for real. Tottenham after Liverpool. And Mark, yesterday, Barcelona and Liverpool played. It was 45-1, Mark. Minus 4,500 that Barcelona was going to advance. They were up 3-0. They could basically, they had to give up four goals not to advance. Well, Liverpool scored four goals. Now, similar situation. We were just joking at the half. There's no way in hell it happens again. And here they are, Tottenham, plus 2,000.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, Game Time Decision. Radio, radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart Radio, YouTube. I'm blown away by this soccer madness and craziness over the last 24 hours. But tonight we've got Golden State and Houston. And you know what's interesting here, Mark, is that the total, the first game went under the number. And there goes your perfect game, Yang, just for the record.
Hey, I seen you pause, and I said, oh, sit the mic.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Like,
yeah, my bad. I'm
Yang's
sorry
talking shit during the break. Perfect game today, kicking ass.
Is this like the announcement?
Turn the mic. You pulled a Joel Embiid, Yang.
Yeah, it's just like the announcement.
That's why you don't do the airplane, buddy.
Just like the announcement. But like, God, the guy's perfect from the thing, and his next shot he misses.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what you get for patting yourself on the back 6 minutes into the show, bro. the fact that we've successfully called Mark Lawrence doesn't constitute a parade here yet. Man, Yang's one of these guys, Mark. He scores a touchdown. We're getting 15-yard flag, excessive celebration. He's got to act like he's been there before.
Well, I think he's doing a great job for you guys. I don't know, nothing like a rah-rah guy, and it sounds like he's just that, and I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's too rah sometimes. He's rah-rah. Too rah. Yeah, but great job, Yang. All right. So as I was saying, the total, the first game, Golden State and Houston have pretty much been an under machine when these two teams play against each other. And the first game stayed under the number, but they keep just creeping over because of, ooh, there was a bunch of points late. The other night, we barely got to the push at 220, and they missed a million shots and free throws at the end of the game. But for my money, guys, and I think this game's going over the number tonight, you look like Golden State haven't shot the ball well for the last two games, and they've still got there with the over, and depending on when you bet it last time at 219.5, 220. Still, I think it's going to be a higher scoring game tonight. I think the shots are going to fall for Golden State tonight. I expect Durant and Curry to have big, big games this evening.
I agree with you, Gabe. You know, it's a return to the mean time for Golden State when you're off back-to-back subpar performances. You know, you'll have a better chance than not to go back the other way. And if they do that, they're at home. And the other part of the equation is those two subpar performances were in Houston. Now they're home. We're home cooking where they like the court. I think it all works in Golden State's favor. I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair that Golden State's going to end up liking. Here's a good number for you, though. You're talking about Golden State when they've been a favorite in the playoffs in the conference round, and they're coming off back-to-back losses. Since Steve Kerr's been there, they've been there 12 times in that role. They've won all 12 games straight up and 10-2 to the number. So good number supporting Golden State tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, Gabe, I think about it. Like, this, like, I really want to take Houston, guys, but six? It's like, if you look at the Milwaukee-Boston game, 8.5, 9, that's different. But with six, Ray Morency with the fouls at the end and stuff, even if they do keep it close and they're behind, Golden State could pull away. But Houston's shown the ability. Hey, Gabe, we talked about this before, the low series price after they were down 2-0. And Golden State on the money line looks a little bit lean at 260, 270, don't you think?
I've got Golden State. I think Golden State's going to win the game. I've got a money line parlayed with the Milwaukee Bucks. I also laid the points with the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, Houston can play with them. We've seen this. We saw it last year as well. If they can't beat them this year, they're never going to beat them. This is a final stand, and you could argue that if they don't beat them today, they're not going to beat them in this series. Very similar. You know, these game fives, basically, I think it's I think it could be 82% in the NBA when games are tied at two, whoever wins at game five. You know, we see with the Raptors now, Mark, they're in the driver's seat against the Philadelphia 76ers. But I for me personally, I've got Golden State winning this basketball game. I think they probably cover. It's going to be right around the number, but I think it goes over the number as well. So, Mark, let's get into the baseball. Clayton Kershaw. I hate riding teams that win every night. When you're looking for a sweep, it's always tough. You got Clayton Kershaw's been absolute money against the Atlanta Braves. Chris Sale has struggled, finally got a win against the Chicago White Sox. He's 6-0 his last six at Baltimore. But I guess we shouldn't be surprised that one of the biggest trend bet against of the night tonight are the Miami Marlins that have been a freaking disaster.
Yeah, Miami's really, really on hard times right now, guys. They can't win baseball games. They can't hit. They can't fill the seats. There's a lot of pressure right now on Derek Jeter with his new owner here right now. And, you know, I think right now they're in a world of hurt. It's a baseball team now worse on top of it. I mean, they're throwing Jose Urena tonight, who's lost 18 of his last 19 starts in April and May the last 2 years. I wouldn't want to be holding a Miami Marlins ticket tonight. I can't go out and lay that kind of wood with the Cubs, but it certainly keeps me out of the Miami Marlins.
I had a Miami ticket last night, and I should have used it as toilet paper. They suck.
1-18 streak the Marlins are right now. So the last 19 times that Jose Urena has started in the month of April or May, they are 1-18. Some strong numbers for Kyle Hendricks. 0.86 earned run average, 0.76 whip at home. He's also 3-0 at home in his career against the Marlins. I've got a piece of the Cubs also in parlays this evening. I didn't want to lay the straight up price, but I thought it was worthy of. Listen, I don't want to overthink things. The fact is, the Marlins, when it's all said and done, they're going to be one of the worst teams in the history of baseball. And anytime it's like not overly insane, you know, I think you can bet against them. They won earlier this week against the Cubs, but the wins are few and far between. And I don't think they're going to be, I don't think suddenly they're going to turn it around. They're a horrible baseball team. Derek Jeter can fire all the people he wants, but it's his fault. He's the one that somehow he's worse than Loria, you know? And I'm sure Marlin fan thought, oh, this will be good. Derek Jeter takes over, Mark, but it's actually been worse.
Yeah, things are really going south, like I mentioned, for the Miami here. And where they've been really bad, they've been pathetic, in fact. You look at them on the road this year, they cannot hit a lick. I know they were at 1.1-10 to the under. I don't know what it's been here of late for them on the road. I know they went over in the two Cubbies games, but I'd look for that to reverse real quick here, and it could start tonight.
All right, Mark. So before we get you out of here, your coffee club. What's that, Cam?
Yeah, I was just going to ask him about because Mark, his background with Cleveland, Mark, with all the injuries and stuff, just an interesting take about the sports books and, you know, Bieber's going tonight, Mark, but they've been money burners, this team. The White Sox are dogs every night against them, and I know obviously Bieber's good, but you're getting Lopez at plus 180 in this baseball game tonight, Mark. The Cleveland Indians are just one of those teams that, you know, New Jersey, Vegas, they all just – it's kind of like name value when you really think about it, though. They can't hit, and they got all their best pitchers playing like junk or hurt, too. They're a false favorite these days.
That sort of fits the criteria of a big, ugly dog, if you will, Cam. You take a look at Cleveland, like you mentioned, they're not playing good baseball. They've got the injuries, and they're still priced like the Cleveland Indians of old. And give Chicago their due. They're scrappy. They're hanging around. They're winning games they shouldn't. I got to put Chicago White Sox, make them a big, ugly dog here tonight. I agree with you.
All right. Mark Lawrence's coffee club. You can check it out over at playbook.com. And Mark, on a daily basis, you've got little NFL notes right now. You're talking about the Buffalo Bills. And yeah, they're playing on Thanksgiving. But as you note, they're going to play as many as 15 games. That start at 1 o'clock. And there's a lot of bitching about, ooh, they're not in prime time and all this stuff, but they don't deserve to be in prime time. They don't have a track record of being in prime time. So I don't have any issue with it as a Buffalo Bill fan, but in fact, I actually prefer it. That's going to be the downfall of a team like the Cleveland Browns. They're not used to playing four or five times under the lights. They're going to be in flex games, and they're very draining, these Sunday night games and Monday night games. And we've seen it in the past. There's always a drop-off. And we remember talking about it last year after the Rams and the Chiefs played in that epic game. None of them were really the same after that. So from a football standpoint, I think it's actually pretty good for the Bills. And I know the Bills are becoming, unfortunately, one of the trendier bets at over 6.5 right now, Mark, but I like the fact that you have all these games at 1 o'clock. Nice and consistent, and it keeps the travel down.
That's a good point, Gabe, the fact that they don't have to worry about setting their alarm clock and getting their body clocks ready for football games. You're not got to worry about Buffalo flexing into a Sunday night game this year, unlike, you say, the Cleveland Browns doing just that. And I just ended up writing about the Cleveland Browns in the Playbook Football Preview Guide magazine, and my theme on the Cleveland Browns this year is humble pie. And what I'm saying basically is I hope they serve a big dose of humble pie in the locker rooms, because this team is going to need it. They're just too many headlines, and they're the it team in the NFL this year. But they haven't proven a thing. They're the best team on paper going into the season here right now as far as improvement goes. But they're going to have to end up becoming a little bit more humble, taking on the role of an underdog, the Cleveland Browns, if they want to make the playoffs this year.
Now, Odell Beckham's talking about how the Cleveland Browns are going to be like the New England Patriots, and he's going to turn them in to the New England Patriots.
Slow down, buddy. I know.
New England Patriots.
Like, New England Patriots.
Again, talking about perfect game.
I know. It's crazy.
Well, the thing is, you know, the Browns, it's funny. I was reading, they're not getting any bets. People aren't betting on them, or they're not really betting against them. I think there was a lot of hype coming into, you know, to the futures, but now that people see the futures, people really don't know what to do with them. But what you should do is go to playbook.com. What's that? Playbook.com. Thanks for the time, Mark.
Hey, guys, my pleasure. Enjoy the games and be well.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Swing for the fences, playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer user, win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become one of the countless number of people who won thousands and thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and the use of the same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2009 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get a special 10% discount today.
And we'll hit the DFS a little bit later on the program. We've got a couple of NBA games, just the one game in the National Hockey League, and it's Wednesday, so it's Cam's golf day. We've got the Byron Nelson.
Four.
So, yeah, actually, you know what? You taking Tony Romo, DraftKings? Is he listed?
I imagine he wouldn't be listed. Yeah, he's listed. Yeah, I think he's got to be listed. Let's go check it out, because when I did my team, I didn't even look at there, but I'll look for him. Yeah, he's got to be listed because he's in the tournament, right? I think they list every single player. He'll be the bottom one at $5,000 or
I think they just list the they don't list like the
tour member
type thing. Yeah, yeah. Like, there's no data for him. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. Let's take a look here.
Yeah.
Go right down to the bottom. It's going to be interesting to see if he's there. Oh, Romo,
there he
Romo,
is.
Romo, Romo. Yeah, he'll be there. $6,000. He's in the tournament, right? So, yep. Cheapest guy.
I just
guy,
said, yeah. He's $6,000.
Yeah, and I told you, he was going to be listed. He's with Derek Oland, Todd Balkin, like Davis Riley. Yeah, I didn't even heard of some of these guys, so. Smiley Kaufman, tough times. He's $6,000 now. Yeah, I don't think Romo's a good play in DFS, Gabe. I'd avoid him.
No, no, no. You're better off taking him to win at 10,000 to 1 at least. Because, at least, you know, maybe you got a puncher's chance at lightning strikes here. But, yeah, that's comical that he actually is. So, is he the last? Is he officially the last one? Yeah, him with, yeah, you're right.
Well, there's a bunch of guys at $6,000.
Where's our boy Mike?
It's a big group of them.
It's almost not
Who's
fair
your boy?
To the real golfers that are $6,000. Michael Kim.
Yeah, Michael Kim. He'll be probably, I'm thinking Michael Kim will be like 6,200.
He's
63. That's my guess. He'll go for Alpha. 63, exactly. Yeah, see, I'm
6,300.
My head. He can't be in Romo's category. That's a disrespect,
and
Michael
Kim. And
Kim
is 6,400.
Yeah,
he's
Kim.
Missed 13 of the last 14 cuts.
Yeah, he's struggling. Yeah, a lot of problems down at the bottom of the DraftKings board here. Yeah, hey, hear about
well,
that.
This is why,
story.
Though, there's
apparently
a big difference.
He won some people. We won't be able to enjoy it, Gabe, but the Bethpage Black with the PGA Championship, Brooks Koepka did something for Michelob where he, like, hit a ball into, like, a gorge or whatever, or a barge, and, he had a trick golf shot, so people in beer New York City, some random bars get you free beers between 3 and 6 o'clock.
What, Michelob?
Yeah, Michelob. It says Koepka. Brooks Koepka has earned himself a bunch of new fans in New York City with 2019 championship being held at Bethpage Black on Long Island. Michelob Ultra gave Koepka, the opportunity to win beer for New Yorkers. If he could hit a shot from Governor's Island under the barge on Hudson River, he didn't disappoint. Free beers at selected bars in New York City, 3 to 6 p.m. while we're doing the show May 16th, the first day of the PGA Championship.
Yeah, I'm sure they're, what kind of bar serve Michelob Ultra, too? Michelob Ultra.
I don't know.
Hey,
bars
you
that
better
don't
if
have
they just
around.
Gave money
low
to
carb.
Everybody. Yeah, it's exactly. It's one of those, probably happened, like, outside my window, essentially, this stuff. Brooks Koepka shot on a barge. It's actually pretty cool. It's not easy to do. The team at Michelob Ultra six-packs. Oh, basically, everybody, you get $5 off now, Michelob Ultra six-packs in the New York area, and you get, you'll get one free Ultra Michelob at certain bars around the New York. That's pretty vague. Certain bars. You're supposed to do go door-to-door.
Sure is. Yeah. Knock. You got a beer for me? Hey, knock. Are you guys doing the Michelob promotion? Oh, okay. Thanks. Next bar. 3 to 6. But we'll be on the air anyway. You're right.
So,
who cares for a Michelob?
Tottingham coming close. Actually, Ajax just hit the goalpost, and they could have went up 4-2 in aggregate, 3-2 in the game. The game is tied 2-2, but Tottingham need another goal. They're laying it on the line. They've come close a few times, but Ajax are doing a good job of shutting it down right now. They're into the 83rd minute as Ajax are trying to get into the Champions League final against Liverpool, who had the big shocking win yesterday. So a little bit of a delay today. Normally, we don't really have a delay.
I'm feeling it, too.
Like a second. Usually, it's just a little quicker, rapid fire. But we'll get used to it. We'll keep our eye on this game as it winds down. So speaking of golf, too, got the British Masters. We were saying this morning, it is true. There's some real, there's some good names here. Like if you're ever looking for an alias, you can just pick one out of the here, the British Masters. There's some real good ones. Nacho Elvira.
Yeah, I like Nacho.
Nacho Elvira. Like if you told
Maxim,
if you got pulled over by the cops,
Maximilian,
and you told somebody, if you got pulled over by the cops and you told the cops your name was Nacho Elvira, you'd get tased. You'd be on TV getting beat up on video by the cops. Sorry, sir, I don't have any ID. What's your name? Nacho Elvira. Not Elvira. Nacho Elvira. 60-1, Nacho Elvira. Where's Nacho?
Nacho's good. He's a Spaniard.
Where's he from?
He's good. Spain. He's
Nacho
a Spaniard.
Nacho Elvira. Here's a guy. Christian.
Yeah.
Born
good luck with that one. Christian. Bezetta Hoot. I think he's like Dutch. Yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce that one. Maximilian Kiefer, you said it, man. Shubhankar Sharma. They got some great names on this tour. Like, it's
what's this guy's name? Robert Rock. Rob Rock.
He's good. He's got great hairdo. Rob Rock's got a great lid. He's good.
Caleb Richie Shinkley, Rich Ramsey. Like, Richie Ramsey.
Remember the... Yeah, Rich Ramsey. He's Scottish, actually. Rich Ramsey's a Scot.
There's some great names here. Min Woo Lee. We were talking about, there's Martin Keimer. Man, Martin Keimer's 50-1, actually. Thomas
Wiesberger. There's another burnt. Oh, listen to this one. Burnt Rithammer. Burnt Rithammer. 500-1. Wow. Rithammer.
Jack Singh Brar. Jacko Van Ziel.
Jack Singh Brar, yeah.
You ever heard of that guy? Ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah. Jacko Van Ziel. Jacob Van Ziel. Yeah, he's South African. Yeah, Jacko Van Ziel. You're right. You got it. South African player.
Kim Koivu. Matthew Nixon.
Yeah, he's a fan.
Kind of a normal one. Here's a good one. Grant Forrest. Grant Forrest. There's Max Schmidt. Connor. Who's this? Connor Goff. It's like Goff, but with a G.
I don't know that guy.
He's 500-1.
No Goff.
Pedro Figueredo. Espen Kofstad. I mean, you got some. Just, I don't know who the hell any of these guys are.
Who's
Lee
this guy?
Slattery.
Filippo Bergamaschi. Oh yeah, Lee Slattery's old school, man. Yeah, Lee Slattery's been on that tour for like 25 years. He's an old guy. Lee Slattery, Brit.
Sean Crocker.
Yeah, I like Crocker this week a lot. Crocker's good. He's been playing great. Crockpot.
Like Sean Crocker.
A lot, yeah. Actually, he's one of my bets this week. I'm only betting three guys there, and Crocker's one of them. He's good.
I told you, my guy is Ty Hatton, 18-1, and Alexandra Levy.
Well, yeah, Alexander
Levy.
Yeah,
from very France.
Good
yeah, Levy.
66-1. I got a French guy too, Benjamin Hebert. Yep, I got Hebert at 60. I'd take a look at Bernd Wiesberger at 55. Crocker looks good at 50. And my chalk pick, 22-1, Matt Wallace. He's my Brit. Fleetwood's probably going to do it. He's the favorite at 8-1. But I like where you're going. You get 10 more. You get a better value with Ty Hatton at 18-1. Eddie Pepple's good, but he shouldn't be 20-1. He should be closer to like 22, 25. Westwood, 28. Yeah, it's a good tournament, man. You said it. There's a lot of good names here. Like, all the guys that aren't playing in the other tournaments are off, like Fleetwood, Hatton, Pepperell, Wallace, Juice Loughton, Westwood. Like, those are good names. Big tournament this week.
It sounds like a bunch of made-up names, though. Like I said, when you add up these guys' names, you got Gavin Green, sounds fake. Robert Rock. Yeah, Robert Rock. Richie Ramsey. Yeah. Sounds like a boy band. Richie Ramsey, Robert Rock, Gavin Green,
yeah,
and the drummer, Wade Ormsby.
Oh, yeah, Wade Ormsby on drums.
Who the hell is this guy? Goganjeet Bular. You know, Goganjeet. Goganjeet Bular.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
a great
yeah.
name.
Indian guy. Yeah, Goganjeet Bular.
That's probably
yeah,
my name
good.
If
there's
I was
another,
Indian.
There's... Sports Rage becomes Goganjeet. Yeah. Yeah, there's another one, too.
Oh, Gabriel.
Guy even, I don't even know
Gabriel
his name.
Becomes Goganjeet.
It's SSP. Like, I don't know what his name is, but his name, it just says SSP. Chawazia. He's 400-1. SSP. I don't know what it stands for, but his first name is three letters. You see it down at 400-1.
Probably because
SSP.
It's too long.
Yeah, maybe it's too. Yeah, it's too long to fit on the font. That's for sure.
I'm assuming. Yeah, like SSP, Shawrazia, 400-1. Doesn't sound like these guys' odds are. I mean, how about this guy? Sounds like it's a great law firm here. David Law.
Yeah, David Law.
David Law, 300-1. Right next to our boy Demetrius Papadatos. And you got people from all over Europe in this one. Here you got Nick Cullen. That sounds like a hockey player's name. Nick Cullen.
Yeah, it does. Sebastian Soderberg. That's hockey. There's Kim Koivu.
Oh, there's a lot of hockey sounding names. Kim Koivu. I don't know. It sounds like, you know, Saku Koivu's sister or something. To me, best name, though, is Nacho Elvira.
Yeah, I like Nacho, too. It's a good name. Fantastic name. He's good, Peter too. Who calls their kid Maximilian? Maximilian Kiefer. That's a great handle. Maximilian? Come on.
Peter Hansen doesn't sound trustworthy.
Peter Hansen?
Sounds like Peter Hansen. It sounds like, man, my accountant, Peter Hansen, really screwed me over. Like, you know what I mean?
Trust
like
me.
Peter Hansen sounds like trustworthy, but then you get screwed over.
Oh, he'll screw you over. He's a Swede, too. Peter Hansen, you don't think he's Swedish, but he is. That guy screwed me out of money before with late collapses. Not a Peter Hansen guy.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Can't make this up. You can't make this up, although you can, but they're into extra time. 5 minutes of extra time. They were about to blow the whistle. Tottenham just scored. Tottenham just scored literally like in extra time. They pulled the goalie and they scored. They did the old pull the goalie. The goalie was up playing forward, and they were in like, this is unbelievable. You can't make this shit up, man. Like, this is,
they're
wow.
going to advance. That's away goals. That's crazy.
Ajax are devastated, lying face first in the grass right now. The coach of Tottenham is in shock. The coach of Ajax has fallen to the turf like he's been shot. Ajax players are like, wow. And we didn't bet it again. Like, I don't even know what to say anymore. I don't know, man. All these years at EPL getting laughed at and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're payback.
There's only 5 minutes of extra time. They're in 6 minutes right now, 7 to 7 minutes. Like, that's the thing. There's no clock in soccer, right? Like, this is America. People would be pissed.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
They scored with 6 minutes. The game's supposed to be over.
It is bullshit because you look.
Oh,
you
now
think
Ajax
about it.
Are
how
in
many
desperation
times do we watch
mode.
When they should have?
Now Ajax are in a desperate state. They need a goal. Wow. I can't believe it. I just, you know, you think you've seen it all. You think you've seen it all. And you, how the hell do you top yesterday? Cam, this is why soccer is so popular around the world, bro. When people are, soccer's boring and all this. I don't know. It's more exciting than an average baseball game. Like, this is, I can't even, I'm at a loss for words. I'm at a loss for words. Here they come again. I don't know if people are aware of this, but Ajax fans are pretty crazy, guys. Like, they do riot and shit in Amsterdam. They're going to burn Amsterdam down.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, Gabe talked about it. Absolute madness going on in soccer right now. Tottenham with 3-2 lead tied on aggregate, but these guys are probably going to advance on goals. We're in extra time right now. Extra time. Tottenham up 3-2 on Ajax, tied at 3 on aggregate, but Tottenham with the most away goals at 3. So we will see how this ends. Crazy after the Liverpool story yesterday. I don't even know what the hell's going on. This could be the craziest 2 days of soccer if you put it up in the history. This is absolute madness. It's nuts. I don't even know where to go. Afternoon baseball this afternoon. Texas Rangers slugger Joey Gatto. Joey Gallo hit his 100th homer. He was the first player to hit 100 home runs before getting 100 singles. And Hunter Pence hit a grand slam. Pittsburgh won 9-6. The Phillies, they blanked the Cards 5-0. A final there. Brewers taking out the Nationals 7-3. We got games on the go right now. Arizona and Tampa Bay, bottom 11. They're in extras 2-2. Tampa Bay runner on second, one out. And we have the Mets 2-2. With the Padres. Mets and Padres tied at 2 heading into the bottom of the fifth inning. Remember, we get these early starts. They're there again tonight, 6:10, with the next wave of games. Chicago White Sox at Cleveland. The Tribe now laying minus 200, 8.5, Lopez and Bieber. 6:35 baseball action. Seattle at the Yankees. Yanks minus 140, total 9.5. We got Kikuchi and Lasagna. 7:05, Boston minus 300 at Baltimore, over under 8.5, Sale and Cashner. 7:07, Minnesota looking for the sweep tonight. They're minus 15 at Toronto, 9, Gibson and Thornton. 7:10, we got the Angels minus 120 at Detroit, total 8, Skaggs versus Boyd. 8:05, Miami at the Cubs. Cubbies minus 250, Urena and Hendricks. We got 8:10 action, Kansas City at Houston. Astros minus 225, total 9, Lopez and Peacock. Seattle Seahawks front runners to land pass rusher Ziggy Ansah, according to the NFL Network. The contract has not been finalized, and the Buffalo Bills also remain interested in the sack artist. The 29-year-old, who's recovering from offseason shoulder surgery, racked up 48 sacks in 6 seasons with the Detroit Lions, including 14.5 back in 2015. Seattle needs that boost to the pass rush after trading Frank Clark to Kansas City. Buffalo looking to add another big body to the line after drafting Ed Oliver 9th overall. 4-time Grey Cup winner Ricky Ray announcing his retirement after 16 seasons in the CFL. One of the most prolific passers in league history. He ends his career as one of just 4 quarterbacks to throw for more than 60,000 passing yards. He ranks 5th all-time with 324 touchdowns. The 39-year-old also tops in the history with 68.2, the highest completion percentage ever. 2 have been convicted in a college basketball corruption trial. Christian Dawkins and amateur hoop coach Merle Cote have been convicted on a single bribery conspiracy count today in a 2-week trial that showed top college coaches were paid off to steer NBA-bound athletes to favored handlers. They were also acquitted of multiple charges in the case, and 4 assistant basketball coaches have pleaded guilty in connection with the scandal and await sentencing. We talked about 2 more in the NBA Finals tonight, talking to Mark Lawrence about the game's elimination time. You know, things open up. Game 1 of the double bill at 8 p.m. Eastern. Milwaukee and Boston. Bucks laying 8.5 total, 220.5. Bucks up 3-1. Malcolm Brogdon probable for tonight's game. Next up, 10:30, Bear. Golden State hosting Houston. Warriors minus 6, 220.5. This best of series now a best of 3 tied at 2. One final elimination game in the NHL tonight. SJ Sharkey hosting pesky Colorado. Sharks leg $1.40, over under 5.5, 9 p.m. start. Winner gets St. Louis in the Western Final. McAvoy of the Bruins only got 1 game for that headshot to Josh Anderson. He'll miss Thursday night's opener. It's Carolina and Boston in the Eastern Final Thursday night. Patrick Harrington getting his wish. Captain's picks for the upcoming Ryder Cup cut from 4 picks to 3 picks. Tiger Woods was spotted at Bethpage Black today before getting tuned up for next week's PGA Championship. And we mentioned this, Tony Romo, the biggest bet on the board here, biggest dog, 10,000-1 at the Westgate Superbook in Vegas. A couple people, 6 people have bet him. One guy threw $100 on him. This is going to be...
I want in.
Yeah. What?
He's winning.
You want in? Put
He's
$10
winning.
On
I want
Romo.
In.
Oh. Romo. Romo.
No.
His third stuff?
No. Putting $100,000. Go big or go home.
I think that, that guy who put $100 in, that's balls. Anyway, so Romo, he's 10,000-1. We'll go through all that stuff. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio, hosted by Gabe Morenci, coming up. We had Mark Lawrence and Gamblu will join us on the show. Stay tuned, everybody. Coming right back.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. We'll be right back.
It's a Festivus miracle. Dear God. I think they're getting drunk right now in England, Cam.
Yeah, they get drunk on a regular day, Gabe. I don't know. Like, that's the thing. You said it. Like, what a 48 hours for British soccer. Both teams on the ropes and now come back and win. It looked like it was going to be Ajax versus Barcelona, and you got Tottenham and Liverpool. Oh, yeah, you said it. The Brits are getting tuned up. Expect some well-done roast tonight, lots of gravy, taters, and suds. Lots of dark beers being drunk right now. I'm expecting violence later on, Gabe, after the happiness turns to bitterness and the glasses break.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be all happy. It always starts like that. And then the Tottenham and Liverpool fans will start going at it.
That's right. You see them in the bar. Hey, you're a Red supporter? Smash. That's great. Yeah, it's true. They're all friends until now. I can't believe it's happening. This is nuts. Just nuts.
It's just amazing. Like you said, 24 hours plus Meghan Markle had another little one of their little little spoiled kids. Prince or whatever. Yeah. So what did they name the kid anyways?
I saw
her earlier and I thought
it's like
Archie.
Yeah, it's Archie, but it's got like five names with Archie. But Archie sounds good. I like Archie. Archie, come here, Archie.
Like,
sounds like a dog.
When I saw this, I thought it was like, because I don't know if you heard about this, but they're doing a live version of Archie Bunker next week or in 2 weeks or whatever, coming up on TV. And I've noticed they've started to promote it on TV a bit. There's been ads. Yeah. And the Jeffersons came. Back to back.
Wow.
They're recreating it. So, like, it's not the same. Obviously, it's not the same actor. So, yeah, Woody Harrelson is Archie Bunker.
Are you
kidding? It's
going
to be the same set? No. One night only, though. Like, they're not. It's one night only. It's, like, one episode. And it's live. And it's back to back. So, they have the soundstage set up. There's a live studio audience. It's going to be live on television, too, which makes it cool. So it's live. They're shooting it live. And it's an episode, and they're recreating. I don't know which episode they're recreating, but they're not making a new one. They're recreating an old Archie Bunker episode, basically word for word, except Woody Harrelson is Archie Bunker. It's an all-star cast. Will Ferrell is, like, producing it. Will Ferrell's in it, I think, and...
Wow.
He
played Meathead.
And alive. That's a good question, actually. I was thinking Meathead should play Meathead. He's the only guy that looks the same still. Like, for some reason.
I agree. I like Meathead. I know Meathead's really aged the same. That's what I'm saying. But you know Will Ferrell
really has. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I think he'll still want to play Meathead. He'll be Meathead.
I'm not sure if Will Ferrell's in it or Will Ferrell's producing this or he's part of it. You know who's wrote the show? Norman Lear. It's Brooks, the guy that did Cheers and Frasier and stuff. It's all heavyweights.
Yep.
And then Jamie Foxx is Jeff George Jefferson. I can't wait for the Jefferson
TV. I agree. It's going to be awesome.
May 22nd. Yeah, so I thought that was trending.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Radio. I don't know. I'm just saying it doesn't sound very like royal Archie in the future of
Archie.
King of England. Archie. It's like Archie.
No, they already said.
But I guess
kid,
I don't know. His father's.
This kid's got no. He's got no blood lineage, Gabe. He won't be out of all the royals and stuff. He's like number 7 on the pecking order. He's just going to be a a regular rich citizen. He won't have any crowns or anything like that. It's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, when you're seventh in that pecking order, Cam, it's a good pecking order. You know, you're taken care of.
Yeah, it's true. And some people might disappear. You never know. Interesting.
Yeah. Not Queen Elizabeth. Very interesting. Man. This lady's going to live forever.
I'll die before she will. Oh, yeah, she'll.
I'll take that
dying before Queen Elizabeth. It's a lock. Guaranteed, certified lock.
Yeah, like I'm convinced she's like 160 as it is. right.
Oh, she'll. Yeah, she's gonna live to like 135. Like I'm not worried.
They're the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Yeah, whatever. As you say, get bent.
Yeah,
whatever,
Sussex
Harry. Good
doesn't
for you,
mean
Meghan.
Any...
Isn't Meghan Canadian?
Yes, she is. Gabe, I told. This is what the story is. I don't know what they paid, but Meghan Markle was doing a show called Suits. It was like a low-grade kind of show on Bravo. She is also in a Reitman's commercial for women's discount fashion wear. Like, you know, like Edition L for bigger women and whatever. She was the model for Reitman's. Like, I mean, like, you know, you go in there for a lady and get like a $5 pair of slacks. Like, it's a discounted brand. There's one at the Metro Hall there. She used to be the queen. Like, honestly, her Reitman's. Like, this is nuts, man. Like, think about how much money they
make. Let's bring in. I'd be rerunning those commercials. You got one of these.
It's like, what?
Queen of, like,
check
England,
her contract.
Reitman commercial.
Check her contract.
It probably paid off, so they burned the tape. Let's bring in Lou right now. And Lou, I don't know, Cam Lou. What's up, Lou?
Not too much, gentlemen. Happy to be back with you. Last week I went to the Yankee game and I missed visiting with you, which I do miss. And I'm happy to be back and speaking with you guys. We got hockey and fights and whatever else you want to discuss.
Yeah, let's rock and roll, Lou. Good to have you back. Good to have you back, Lou. So, yeah, we're just talking. So I saw that the royal family, whatever, they had the kid, and the kid's name is Archie. And I don't know if you heard about this, but they're doing a live version of All in the Family, Archie Bunker. So I thought, like, I didn't think, when I clicked it, I didn't realize it was, like, the kid's name was Archie. Like, I saw Archie trending. I'm like, oh, it must be about All in the Family. So it turns out the kid's name is Archie, but I got to assume, Lou, and we don't talk a lot of TV with you, but you strike me as the type of guy that watched All in the Family.
Not only did I watch it around home and in private, I'm an easy cross between Fred Sanford and Archie Bunker. I grew up in a household where... I mean it. I mean, I talk straight, and I grew up going to Vegas and going, taking my wife to the Sahara, and we'd go watch Don Rickles shows, and every every punchline had four different jokes or endings. It was the Jew said, the Italian said, the Puerto Rican said, and the black man said, and we would laugh at our differences. And today a lot of that goes away, but I can't wait to watch that live version or whatever they're doing. Norman Lear, as I understand, is involved. And I would tell you that Rutherford Files, All in the Family, and Sanford and Son, you threw me on an island, give me those three, I'd be fine.
It's the big one. Elizabeth, I'm coming. Sanford and Son's the best. Fred Sanford, you heathenish bastard. So this is real cool. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, they try to redo things and it's cheesy, like, all right, we're redoing Starsky and Hutch and it's this cheesy movie, whatever. But this is actually, it's hard to say, oh, this is going to suck. Like, they've got like Oscar winners and stuff like that. So Woody Harrelson is Archie Bunker. Marissa Tomei is Edith Bunker. Yeah, exactly. And you know Woody's going to be perfect at this.
Oh, absolutely. And they said, Woody will be good.
Yeah, and the producer said, and it's James Brooks, the guy that did Cheers and Frasier and stuff, one of the writers, produced by Jimmy Kimmel and Norman Lear. So you got all-star people in this. But they said, we didn't tell them to, like, copy what they said. Basically, Woody is going to be a modern Archie Bunker. Like, he's not going to copy, but they're redoing an episode. But me and Cam were talking earlier, and, you know, a lot of them are dead, and, you know, they'd be older or whatnot, but we said Meathead should be Meathead. And how about this, Cam? They haven't cast Meathead. It says still to be cast. I bet you it's going to be him. Excellent. And it's going to be a surprise.
It's going to be Meathead. And no one could play
There's
Meathead.
No way in hell like they're Meathead. Doing this live He's and they don't have him yet. Come on. Like, it's going to be him.
I agree.
Yeah, he's Meathead. He is Meathead. He even has the same politics in real life, like right now. You know what I mean?
Are you implying they're going to use Rob Reiner?
Yes.
We are.
Because I'm just saying, Lou, they have announced everyone in the cast here for both shows. And we'll give it a Jefferson's cast. They're doing a Jefferson's, too. So back to back.
Amazing.
So like I said, they've got Marissa Tomei is Edith Bunker. Woody Harrelson is Archie Bunker. Ellie Kemper, the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, is Gloria. Michael Stivic, Meathead, has still yet to be cast. As if. Did they announced Rob, this a month ago, 2 months ago.
Did Rob Reiner and his wife, the gal that played Laverne and Shirley, who was a very funny comedian, did they have a son? Because maybe it's him. I have a hard time thinking Meathead would be Meathead. That said, it's widely known. James Brooks and Rob Reiner, good friends.
Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you, guys. Still yet to be cast.
Lou, you talk about futures. I'd like to bet on Meathead.
Yeah,
as Reiner for sure.
Interesting.
There's no way like that they wouldn't have a cow. Yeah, I'm just saying that there's no way they'd be like, oh yeah, we're just gonna find someone a week before, dude. They're auditioning this stuff like crazy right now. They're not just showing up to do this. Like it's live television. They're not like shooting the show, Lou. That's what makes it so cool. It's live. It's gonna be live TV. And just so we won't go on and on about it, but just for the Jeffersons, they're redoing the Jeffersons. And the Jeffersons, Jamie Foxx is George Jefferson. Wanda Sykes is Wheezy.
Oh,
yeah, that's nice. Going to be awesome. Those two together.
And
great. You can't get better than this.
Perfect. That's a great casting call. That's exactly
the goofy,
Wheezy.
The goofy, white, the goofy white neighbor, Tom. Is Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another good one, I'm not a big Ferrell guy, but I can see him playing that pretty well.
Yeah. Produced by Jimmy Kimmel, Norman Lear, and James Brooks is writing it. This is off the hook, so it should be good. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, May 22nd. May 22nd on ABC. Getting a real plug here for ABC.
Yeah, I know. My girlfriend, Gabe, you know, she's a little bit older than me. She, we love when we go down when we go to the States and they watch that retro channel. We were watching Jeffersons like one night in our hotel room. Like they had a marathon on and all in the family. Like, man, we were dying. Like that's. They don't make TV shows like that anymore, man. I'm very excited. It's going to be awesome. You got me happy, Gabe.
Yeah, no, exactly. Everyone's in a good mood now. Yeah. Megan had a kid. England wins. And Archie Bunker's people say, you can't put Archie Bunker on TV nowadays. Well, they're putting Archie Bunker on TV. All right, Lou with us. Let's talk some hockey at UFC on the other side.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
haven't heard this one before.
Wow, I like it.
What song is this? Sounds like Hall & Oates or something.
It does. Sounds happy.
Rock behind the clock. All right. We've got game seven tonight, Lou. Game seven. Hey, man, last night, crazy stuff. And, you know, we're going to hear from Ken Danico actually later. Actually, maybe we'll see if we can squeeze it in, actually. So we got Lou on right now. But, you know, and I thought the same thing last night. And Lou, Cam had a future, nice pick on the Dallas Stars, like plus 250, put a couple hundred bucks on it when they were down a couple of games. And last night, you know, they were all over. Ben Bishop saved the Dallas Stars last night. And normally the way hockey works, and you and I, we got into the argument a couple of weeks ago about the randomness of hockey. And I said, wow, like, I almost thought that that you were going to win last night, Cam, because of that. I'm like, well, Dallas, you know, Dallas are getting outshot like 54-22 or something like that. And you know the way hockey works. They're probably going to get a cheap one somehow, but they gave the right team the game. But it was funny. Ken Danico said the same thing this morning. He said, yeah, he goes, watching the game and the way St. Louis were dominating, he goes, I totally kept waiting for Dallas to score. And he started laughing. Even Ken Danico thought that.
So true.
But wow, game seven, overtime, Lou. And quite frankly, it really wouldn't surprise me if they went to overtime tonight again.
First of all, regarding those insights that both you and Cam and Ken Danico touched upon, I completely agree with them. And I'll tell you what the common thread is there. The common thread is people who have watched intense hockey playoffs for decades. Because if you haven't, that nuance, you might miss it. But anyone that's watched for a lot of years will easily understand Danico's feelings, because that's what all our feelings were. The ice is tilted to one side, then all of a sudden some guy jumps out of a penalty box, they hit him on the stick, and the game is over. I've seen it happen a ton of times, and I was expecting it to happen last night as well. At the end of the day, Cam, it was a great series for Gambloo followers. We took Dallas at the beginning of the series plus 140. We took Dallas plus 240 after they were down 0-1. And then in game six, when St. Louis showed up in Dallas down 2-3, we come back and took St. Louis plus 250 for the series and set ourselves up in the perfect scenario where I could watch last night knowing I was winning either way.
That's how you do it, Lou.
Gambloo.com.
I was a little bit more very, very, very smart, Lou, and I hope we can be in those situations for the next series. Gabe knows I did two futures, so I still got St. Louis left. I picked Dallas and St. Louis, so I still have St. Louis at 12-1 or something to win the Western Conference. That future's still alive. All the other ones are dead. But the point I'm trying to make, and you guys bring up a good point, Gabe, and Ken probably talked about it, the thing that impressed me the most is when St. Louis was shelling Bishop in that game, it's so hard for a goalie, Gabe. You played net to get in there when you're cold. And Binnington made huge saves after minutes and minutes of not seeing the puck. And I mean, like, not, I'm talking like diving crazy. There's something special about this kid right now, Morenci. It's like he is zoned in and he's feeling it. And that's the hardest thing to do when you're ice cold making saves when the team's countering, because the Blues were all over them.
We've seen a history.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gabe. I was just going to say, Cam, when you and I were discussing this series at the beginning of the series, that was really the difference in why I had taken St. Louis, was because I was willing to give this kid Billington the real deal moniker, and I really think he is to outplay Bishop, or to get past Bishop, I should say, because no one really outplayed him, was a pretty good feat.
And I was going to say that we've seen young goalies before win the Stanley Cup, right? It's one of these things where they always say, well, goaltending is the most important thing in the playoffs. And it is true. You know, you need a good goalie, but goaltending is a weird it's a weird beast in which sometimes some of these kids are too young and dumb to know any better, Lou. You know what I mean? You know, Patrick Waugh led the Montreal Canadiens to a cup in 86. Cam Ward, 2006, with the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yep. Totally agree. Just like running backs, look at Murray for Pittsburgh. You get them in there, they're young, they're 20 years old, and they're fast and quick as cats and lightning. And quite honestly, I'd rather take a guy like that over a Rene or, even though Rask is playing well, these 36-year-old goalies that have been there for a while. And I'm not picking on Rask because he's a big reason Boston is there. But I totally buy into Binnington. I buy into St. Louis. If anything, if you want to try and criticize them, maybe a touch on special teams, maybe a touch with their offense. But lack of offense never stopped me from siding with the team. And I believe in St. Louis.
Yeah, I kind of like
I do.
I was pulling for Cam's bet, but you look at the St. Louis Blues, they've been a very, very consistent organization over the years. They've been in the league now for essentially 50 years. They've never won a Stanley Cup before. I don't know. It's almost fitting, and I can almost see it, but there's different storylines here that could potentially happen still. But we all know the famous picture, guys, of Bobby Orr flying through the air face first after he scores the winning goal in the Stanley Cup is against what team, Cam?
The St. Louis Blues, Gabe.
The St. Louis Blues.
Who was in the net?
Gabe, they had it.
That'd be Glenn.
It was.
Glenn Hall.
It's so funny. Lou, are you?
Glenn Hall.
I gotta tell you guys
Hall,
this one,
good
too.
Good call.
They did a little documentary, right, on, like, Bobby Orr and whatever, and if you look at that picture right behind the net, there's a guy, like, there's an empty seat, and they go, what the hell? You, like, missed one of the biggest goals in hockey history. He's like, I was in the bathroom. Something like old guy Gabe, he had a bad bladder, and he, like, went to the bathroom, and that's, like, the only empty seat in the house with, like, with Bobby Orr's goal there. So they're like, oh, my God. Like, the guy's like, I can't believe one of the biggest ones of my life, and I'm taking a piss for it. But the St. Louis Blues, the thing about them, too, why I think they're scary, and that guy's great. Yeah, they had a little commercial with him. He was good. Why I think they could beat Colorado or San Jose, guys, is also they're doing this without their best players. Tarasenko and O'Reilly haven't really even stepped up. Schwartz has really picked up his game. They're the perfect blend of young and old with Dunn and Edmondson and Bouwmeester and all these other guys. And you said it, Morenci. It's an excellent point. I was thinking last night, this organization has always been, when they were good, they underachieved. And it almost feels like a perfect storm for St. Louis for all those years of disappointment when no one expected it to actually going to the finals and maybe winning.
Well, St. Louis,
they're like the Washington
struggled.
Wizards of the NHL. Yeah. They're like a team that they're just sort of there. You know what I mean? They're good. They're good enough.
I know.
They made the playoffs like 23 years in a row. But I've always said the best coach of all time in any sport, Lou, is Scotty Bowman. And, you know, listen, you can look. John Wooden was great, all right? John Wooden sort of had advantages. There weren't a lot of great players, and he had them. Red Auerbach, okay. You know, a hell of a run. But, you know, you had Bill Russell, so no one else did, essentially. It was one of these one era. A lot of these great coaches and legends won in an era. Scotty Bowman, we're talking about Scotty Bowman. You want hockey trivia. So Glenn Hall's the goalie. Bobby Orr scores. A nice call by Cam. Big famous photographer missed. And the guy that actually took that picture wasn't supposed to be where he was. He sort of snuck down there and stuff.
Point.
And by chance, he was there and got that famous picture. But the coach of the St. Louis Blues was Scotty Bowman. So it's crazy. Like, you have Scotty Bowman with the Blues, the Montreal Canadiens, the Detroit Red Wings, Pittsburgh Penguins, built that Chicago Blackhawk team, you know, over decades and decades, spanning 30, 40 years of success. But St. Louis are a nice story to pull for. St. Louis, Boston would be interesting. But, you know, you've got Carolina Hurricanes. And, for the record, Danico picked the Canes to beat the Bruins. And I can't do it because I keep picking against the Bruins and I keep losing, Lou.
So pick for him because I'm going to take Carolina myself.
I am too.
You think Boston are running out of gas?
Three-pack, Morenci. Yeah, it's just one of those things. The more I think about this series and Carolina, I actually think the deepness of Carolina offensively, still they have a veteran presence with Williams. Aho's picked up his game, and there's an X factor, Gabe Fogle, that kid who no one talks about. He's so good. I watch him. Great defensively, offensively. There's just something about the Carolina Hurricanes, and that defense is so much better than Boston's offensively. They can really do some things there. Hamilton, former Bruin, will be motivated. It's just Boston. They're a great team, a one-line team. I don't think Rask can keep this up, too. And I'm seeing Carolina at plus 140, 145 in series prices, Gabe. It's not just an anti-Boston thing. I really think Carolina, the bunch of jerks, could do it. So I'm with Lou and Danico. I'm going to take Carolina for the series, too.
The way I'm going to approach it, guys, is with a little bit, and we've talked about this before, a lot of rest is not good. Even though Boston's going to be rested, Carolina's going to be off vacation. So I tend to think that Carolina might, as much as they needed the rest more than any team remaining, I think they could have a hard time finding their legs, just like I've experienced every team with too much rest. Case in point, last round, the Islanders in that first game. And with that in mind, I think the first game tomorrow for me in Carolina and Boston could well be the pass, with the hopes that Boston wins. And then I'll get the bunch of jerks at plus 240 or plus 230. That's my kind of play.
Yep. Agreed.
Lou. All right, hang in there, Lou. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side with Lou. We'll get into the MMA as well.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Mini camp time for those taking in the 2019 NFL draft, and they get introduced to the new playbooks and start studying up for the 2019-20 season. And for fantasy football enthusiasts and NFL bettors, you guys need to start doing your homework too. If you're serious about fantasy football and wagering on NFL futures or contests, it's never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season, and Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing NFL dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and draft content every day of the year to give you an edge of what type of, regardless of what type of fantasy football you play, while providing you with the data and insight you'll need to be successful at the betting window. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY. NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, well done, Cam. Level two continues. We'll try to squeeze the Ken Danico in a little bit later on, because it's some good stuff about game sevens.
I want to hear it, too.
And what it's like playing in a game seven. Yeah, I had a question I wanted to ask him last time that he was on. I didn't get to. I'm always fascinated, especially I go to the FanDuel Sportsbook all the time, Lou, in the Meadowlands, and I pass by the arena all the time, the Brendan Byrne Arena, Continental Airlines, blah, blah. It's been called a million different things.
Right.
And it's far from being a nice arena. But anyways, there's big traffic. So I was just asking him. I was like, man, when you play in the Rangers and stuff, just imagine in 94, the rivalry and how crazy it was. And, you know, going back and forth, going into the Garden. I was thinking, man, you know, you guys would have had to, you know, you don't want to be getting stuck in traffic. Can't be like, oh, we're going to be late for the game, guys. So I asked about the police escort. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Lou called the state troopers and got the state troopers to escort us to MSG. And it's a funny little story. He's like, they love doing it and stuff. And he goes, he still sees the same state troopers that used to escort them into New York from New Jersey. So he had some good sort of behind-the-scenes stories there. Now, there's always the talk about whether home ice matters or not, Lou and Cam. And I'll start with you, Lou. They always say home ice doesn't matter until game seven, right? Or until it does, so to speak. It's one of those deals where you'd rather be at home, but, you know, some guys say, man, no, they get more jacked up on the road and they like silencing the crowd and they feed off of that. But when it comes to this series and this matchup between Colorado and San Jose, we've seen the home team's won the last three games. And in fact, guys, I've discovered here, the home team has actually won 28 of the last 35 times between these two teams. And it sort of makes sense. The Shark Tank is a tough place to play, and Colorado has that altitude up there, Lou. How much is home ice coming to play tonight, in your opinion?
In my personal opinion, home ice comes into play in that so far. Home teams are 37 and 32, and that's how much it comes into play. To me, that isn't very much. If home ice was a huge advantage, the numbers would be different. Game seven, I will give you.
Look, Boston won game seven. Sorry, Lou, I'm just taking. Boston beat the Leafs in game seven. We had a game seven where the Sharks won game seven.
St. Louis just won,
and I believe Carolina won a game seven on the road at Washington, right? So I think it's 3-1 off the top of my head.
Okay, so so what the picture that I'll paint is that the home team doesn't really matter. However, in a game seven, the reason a team works so hard is to earn that home advantage. Is there really an advantage? What I would propose is that the advantage is less whether you're home or away. The advantage is more, and the numbers will back this up, is you get the first goal. So the first goal tonight means more than home advantage, and I do think home advantage is worth something. That said, why is San Jose coming so cheap and miserable? They opened to minus 125. They're minus 135. By the time the game goes, they'll be, here's what will happen. We're going to be waiting and patient. They're going to announce that Pavelski's going to play. That's going to squeeze a few more pennies of value against San Jose and towards the Avalanche. If you're betting this game, to me, the only way to bet it is you're taking the Avalanche. And if you're taking the Avalanche, you're relying on Grubauer performing like Ben Bishop did last night. Is that enough of a compelling reason for you to take them? I think there's some rest factors that help Colorado. That said, even though San Jose maybe is playing their second straight seven game in two straight series, if they get Pavelski back, the barn will be lit up. It's setting up to be an electric game. But there's only one way to bet this game, and that's Colorado or pass, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
I'm on Colorado.
Last night, guys, I get it. I'm not coming at you here, Lou. I'm just stating, last night I felt the same way. I was like, all right, this game's a game seven. Man, you're getting plus 140 with teams that are evenly as matches, Dallas and St. Louis. And what did me and Cam say? What did I say to you, Cam? And you knew deep down inside, too. I said, you know, St. Louis is going
to win. I know. That's why I hedged.
Even though it was plus 140, I said St. Louis is going to win. Yeah, it's one of those deals. And we can talk about home ice and stuff. To me, at the tank, it really does matter. The San Jose Sharks are 18-2 in their last 20 home playoff games, guys. It's a tough place to go and win. The San Jose Sharks have shown a resiliency and a refusal to go down. I think the Sharks get it done, but I'm not opposed to your Colorado play, but I think the Sharks win a game tonight.
Okay, so here's what I'll lead this discussion on. First of all, I'm going to use Gabriel's argument that I was vehemently arguing against him on. These games are random. I mean, St. Louis won last night, but it took overtime. It took double overtime for St. Louis to beat Dallas. Dallas was every bit there and every bit game. And so here's what I'll say. My final decision with Colorado is that I know that I have the edge in goal. And the only chink in San Jose's armor in this matchup, because they outclass Colorado in depth, experience, front line, down the middle, defense, everywhere except the net. So my bet is with Grubauer. But if you're taking San Jose, I wish you luck. but you got to live with Martin Jones tonight. And to me, I could never deal with that because he's been all season long the worst goaltender by the numbers of all the playoff teams remaining, yet he's played pretty good here recently. So I think these are all compelling arguments to make people get fired up and watch Game 7 passion. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. They're evenly matched games.
Yeah. No, they are. These teams are very evenly matched. The one thing that I will say for Colorado, Gabe, why I'm not going to San Jose is team speed. I agree with Lou on most of those parts, too. And the thing about San Jose, other than Burns, they have some deficiencies on defense, too. Carlson's a good defensively. He's looked horrible defensively. Martin Jones in the overtime goal looked like a minor league goaltender despite, you know, all the other good things he's done. That's the thing, too. I just really believe
still
in McKinnon. And I know he is still the Gabe. And I think the line's going to go up. I'm with Lou. I'm going to wait till it gets to 30, 35 cents. And we'll take Colorado in the spot. I'm definitely taking them in regulation. And to your point earlier, Marenzi, I would not be surprised if this is an overtime game. So I'll look for the dog in regulation and the dog to win outright. I'm on the Avalanche. I think I even on a road in a hostile environment, I think they could find a way to get it done.
For the record, the Avalanche are actually 3-0 in overtime in the playoffs. All right, so Lou, it's always a pleasure. We're not done yet, but we spent a lot of time talking about the pucks. We've got UFC 237. They're going to Brazil this week. How does the card? What do you think of the card from a betting perspective, Lou? Do you like it? Is it a good card? Did it jump off the page at you?
Yeah, to me, the main card is completely outstanding. I mean, we're going to get to see names like Anderson Silva, Jose Aldo, Thiago Alves, who for most fighters will know as a well-known name, Little Nogueira. I mean, these are iconic names. This card is designed to really continue the festering Brazilian rampage and wildfire that is the UFC as the UFC continues to solidify its market there. I think they try to get mostly a Brazilian against the world theme, even though there's a couple of Brazilian against Brazilian fights. But I see a few dogs that are surely worth taking a look at. And I'll start with the main event where this line really kind of flipped. It opened Rose minus 130 or minus 140. And over time now, we've kind of seen this thing go the other way. And I know Jessica Andrade is a slight favorite, and she's a bulldog. She's had to fight bigger girls her whole life. She's really versed in every aspect of fighting. She's, I think, more well-rounded than Rose, at least if you're looking at how she's finished fights via decision, via submission, or via KO. She's about 35% for each category. All that said, there's something about this Namajunas, even though she's coming off an injury to her neck. She trains at altitude. She's an unusual gal. She's had a very difficult
upbringing. Got the heart of a champion, Lou.
Yeah,
she really does have the heart of a champion.
And I listened to an interview that John Anik did recently, and it was on, I don't even remember, but I listened to the interview, and he went out of his way to mention that the tireless, single-minded focus of Rose Namajunas and how she just wants to be a great UFC champion. She doesn't go out. She doesn't go to the dance clubs. She's kind of antisocial. And the way he said it, sometimes the way a guy says something just grabs you. And it was the final kicker because really, as I was handicapping this fight, I was going back and forth. It's going to be a competitive, awesome fight. I think at the end of the day, my question is, does Andrade try and take her down and get on top of her? I think that's her best approach. I'm not sure if Andrade feels that way or not. If it remains standing, I really like Rose. Andrade is a tiger, and she's tough, but she's looping. Everything's with power, and she doesn't have very good footwork. She could play right into Rose if she stays on the feet.
Very good point. Very good point. Rose is just consistently underestimated because of her size, her, oh, she's not great standing up. Very smart fighter. High fight IQ, and she's going to be able to identify the holes. People didn't think she was going to beat Joanna, and then the second time, didn't think she was going to beat Joanna. This is going to be an interesting fight. Now, does Holm, you know, we talk about Holm Ice, Lou. What about the fact that Jessica's fighting here in Brazil? Is it going to be an advantage for? And I'm looking. She fought in Brazil once in the UFC. A lot of pressure on her going home, fighting for a title fight here, Lou. And we've seen it's not like Brazilians win every time when they fight in Brazil. But do you put any stock in this that Rose, it's a road game for Rose?
No, because quite honestly, if you dig a little deeper, Rose requested this fight be in Brazil. She called that shot. She wants to come to Brazil. She wants to beat Andrade in her backyard to prove she is honing her craft and a world-class fighter. And that's another reason why I'm getting all excited over here, because I do think Rose as a dog is mispriced.
All right, we'll take a quick second. Quick break. Lou will be with us. We'll blast off a couple of quick picks with Lou on the way out.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, the dogs are barking in Arizona at Lou's place. Damn, Lou. All right, Lou, it's always a pleasure, my man. Time has flown by today, but you mentioned we have some big names. This would have been an all-star. This is like UFC 100 or something like that. A lot of the same dudes, actually. So we got Jose Aldo and Volkanovski, Anderson Silva, and Jared Cannonier. We only got about 2 minutes here. And how about this, Kev? Clay Guida versus BJ Penn.
Guida, BJ Penn. I know. We're in the hot tub time machine, Gabe. Penn versus Guida.
You know what's crazy? I told for me and Frank Trigg. Frank Trigg used to be one of the co-hosts of MMA Meltdown years ago when I was living in Vegas. I brought Frank on the show. I told Frank, I said, you know, Frank, there should be a seniors division for all these UFC fighters. He goes, that's the stupidest thing you've ever said, Morenci. He goes, you've said a lot of dumb things, but that's the dumbest thing you ever said. He goes, nobody wants to see these old guys fighting. Here we are. It's like, yeah, have you heard of Bellator before? That is the senior division.
Yeah.
Good. But Lou, any other fight that you like here? You got an underdog winner for us.
Yes, I have a Yo Yang special, and it's going to be this kid Hollibaugh, Kurt Hollibaugh. He's been completely ransacked the last couple times he's fought. But, you know, when you take a little closer look at who he's fought, he's lost to Shane Burgos and this kid on the card, Barcelos, who's another freaking total killer. This kid's going to be desperate. He's fighting a Brazilian that I think is not going to like the pressure that Hollibaugh, a desperate fighter, is going to exert on him. Hollibaugh is a striker. He's going to be work pressure, back this kid up, use his reach advantage. And I really think that this is a kid that's won a lot of fights. He's got pride, and he's getting right now, he's plus 110, plus 115. That's a mangy road dog right there, Kurt Hollibaugh.
Thanks for the pick, Lou. And if you want more, you can follow Lou on Twitter at Gamblu. At Gamblu, and check out Lou's website, gamblu.com. Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for joining us, Lou.
Thanks, and good luck, everybody.
Lou!